thinketh, so is he. I can get real close. So a man thinketh, so is he.
Hey, beautiful people, welcome to Affirming Power Podcast. It's your girl, Crystal Benford. Listen, I'm so glad that you are joining me today. Okay, but we're going to do something a little different this time. This time we're going to do Thursday Throwback. Okay, it's some of my older content, but it is still so relevant, especially for the time that we're in. Take a listen or watch it, however it suits you. Don't forget, if you're on YouTube, to subscribe and like it. And if you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, I want to say welcome and go ahead and follow. And anytime during any of these broadcasts, make sure that you are sharing, because sharing is caring. Okay, so enjoy the content. Can't wait to hear about what you think about the topic. All right, y'all.
What is success to you? Like, what does that mean to you? Drop it in the comments. What does success mean to you? Does it mean money? Does it mean, do you think it's a mindset? Do you think it's a lifestyle? Do you think it's achievements? Drop in the comments what you think success is. Or not think, what you feel, because you might feel it in the bottom of your heart. What do you feel that success is? The definition for success, it says, the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. The accomplishment of an aim or purpose. So I wonder, is that close to what you guys were thinking about? Is that close? Put a yes or a no in the comments. Is that close to what you were thinking about when you had the image or a thought about what success is? Was that close to what you were thinking of? Okay, so some people, let's just be real, most people think that success has to do with money, okay? And hey, there's nothing wrong with that. If that's how you feel, if that's what you feel success is, then, you know, put in the comments, money. I think success is money, having a certain amount of money. Some people believe that it's reaching a certain level of popularity or reaching a certain level of influence. Some people think that's what success is. Others might think that success is getting to a desired lifestyle or being able to live a desired lifestyle. Then you have some that feel that, you know, having a certain type of career or business or job or even having a certain type of ministry, that's success. You know, a certain type, like what they have in their head, they think that that's success and that's it. Like, reaching my goals, that is my success. You know, getting to that outcome that I've always dreamed of and desired, seeing myself, that is my success. And then you have some people that think that success is a form of mind and body. Because if you think about other religions, they think that the mind is the success. You know, if you build that mindset, that's a success. Some people are really, really go hard in, you know, really go hard with their bodies and keeping up with their bodies and their health. And sometimes they think that is success, especially people that have overcome terminal diseases and they were able to be healed. They think that's success. So if you haven't already, drop in the comments what you think success is. What is success for you?
Our mindset is attached to our soul, our spirit. Okay. It's the part that, you know, that really can manifest things for us, get us out of a rut, change things for us. It is a really powerful tool that God has given us, is this here, this mind. Well, really the mind, this is your brain, but your mind, you know. So it's something that we really need to, just like anything we want to keep healthy, we really need to make sure that we are paying attention by improving this mind that God gave us. He only gave us one. We only get one. So the best thing to do is to take care of it. Like anything else that we take care of in life, when we want to take care of our body, we exercise. If we want to cook better, we practice until we get better. If we want to swim faster, we practice, right? We put in work. So we need to do the same thing for our mind, this tool, this amazing tool that God has given us, because everything that you desire and that you want in life, it will, your mind will help you to manifest that. Shift your focus. Think about what you're focusing on. Are you focusing on things that are negative? Are you focusing on the past of what was? shift your focus. So this is something that you'll have to do consciously, which is something that we have the power to do. We know that we're doing. When we're doing things consciously, we know that we're doing these things. We have the power to make that decision. So this is something that you will consciously do. You will have to be intentional about doing a shift in it, shifting your negative thoughts to positive thoughts. And it will take some work, especially if you've been in a negative state of mind for a while. It'll take some work, but you can do it, okay? I've been there, I've done it, and I've taught other people to do it as well. The next part of creating a million-dollar morning or your miracle morning is prayer and meditation. Yes, we need to pray, hunty. We need to pray and meditate. Okay, so prayer helps your spirituality. Prayer helps to connect you with God. Prayer helps you to gain knowledge for the day. This is what prayer helps you do. Now, meditate. Now, we want to meditate on what we read, like the word of the word of God. You can meditate on the word, but meditation actually helps you to get a clear mindset, okay? And it helps to bring on, too, because this works for me in meditation. I know everybody's meditation might be different, but I'm telling you what I experienced. It also, when you are in a quiet place within yourself, when you are quiet and when you allow yourself to just be quiet for a moment and meditate on the word, meditate on good things, and just clear your mind, a lot of times this is the time when God can literally speak to you. This is when ideas come. This is when answers come. Meditation is important. It helps you to get your mind clear and get your mind focused for what lies ahead. And then a lot of times when you are quiet, you're off your device, you're not looking at TV, you're not yelling at the dog, you're not hollering at your kids, you're not telling your husband to go somewhere. You know, when you're not doing all these things and you're not working and you're in a place of being quiet, then guess what? Things begin to transpire. Things begin to be revealed to you because now you're quiet enough and you're still enough to be able to hear whatever you need to hear to get you moving forward.
Because we don't need to avoid anything that God is, that God sometimes strategically puts in our lives for that season. He wants to see if we're going to be good stewards over doing the things, even the things that we don't want to do, that we have to do. That's going to be a very intricate part to getting us to the next level, getting us through the next phase, getting us over or deliver for some other stuff, you know. So don't ignore those things. So let's talk about changing our mindset around these things, you know, around how we are viewing these things or viewing this task or maybe viewing these people. Let's shift our mindset, okay? Let's shift our mindset for a minute, because I'm gonna tell you guys the truth. I'm not gonna lie. I was putting off doing this live, okay? And it wasn't just this topic. I have been putting it off because I was like, I just don't want to do a live. I don't want to do a live. And that's how I was feeling, right? So I wouldn't do the live. I kept putting it off. Okay, so I was like, I don't want to do a live and this, that, and the other and blah, blah, blah. And what happened in the past? Okay, all that is foolishness when it comes down to it. And I'm being transparent. All of that is foolishness. But if some things that you don't like to do, you have to do it because it's going to lead you to the next thing. It's not always about how we feel, and that's the problem. We get in our emotions too much, and we're like, I don't feel good about this, and I don't want to do this, and I don't feel in my spirit, all that stuff. We get too caught up in our emotions. We get too caught up in how we feel, and we don't learn how to persevere. We don't know how to press through those hard things, those things that we don't like, that we don't want to do. And as we all know, life is a series of things we like and things that we don't like. But guess what? They go hand in hand. They go hand in hand because they are all a part of a process to strengthen us, all a part of a process to make us stronger and wiser, make us smarter in things that maybe we're not used to doing. And that's totally okay. That is totally okay. So let's change our mindsets today, okay?
This is one thing that I notice a lot of people deal with before they even start their businesses or their ministries, because some people are starting ministries. But this is one thing that I wanted to touch on today, because I think it's very important that we know that there is a mindset behind launching anything. So, you know, if we have to tap
into that mindset or make sure that our mindset is in alignment with the vision that we want to bring to life. The biggest thing I noticed, even when I started off in business, which was years ago, as well as working with clients over the years, one of the things that I learned was a big, huge, either a make or break moment was whatever they thought in their mind about different things. And I'm going to touch on the different things, but whatever they thought, their mindset, what they believed, what they thought about themselves, you know, all these things came into play when it was time to get ready to launch. And some of them I noticed had a lot of hiccups moving forward. Even though they did all the steps, they put in the work, there was still some type of block, you know, that kept them from moving forward. So the biggest thing that I know that most of them that dealt with or had this issue or had this problem, the biggest thing that I noticed was their belief. So the first belief is what you believe about who? Yourself. Okay, so that's the first belief. What do you believe about yourself? Not what you tell everybody, you know, like, oh, I know that I know that I'm good, or I know that I'm this, or, you know, I know that I know on the Christian side, people say, I know that I'm blessed and highly favored, you know, but their fruits don't show it, right? But nonetheless, what do you really believe about yourself? The reason why we're starting here with these beliefs, or that belief in particular, is because everything is going to exude. Everything is going to come out of how you truly believe about yourself, or what you truly believe about yourself. So what do you believe about yourself? This, again, is on the conscious and the subconscious level, okay? Is what we say, you know, is how we appear. We might appear confident, but there's something on the inside of us that's making us feel insecure. What do you believe about yourself? This is something that you want to think about first. You really, really want to tie in or really hone in to how you really feel about you. Take some time, you know, take some time, sit quietly and get to have a discovery session with self, you know, because if you are not confident, or if you are not for sure, or if you are not secure within yourself, everything that you try to build on top of that is going to crumble, because you are the foundation. You are the foundation of your business. You are the foundation of your ministry. You are the foundation of anything that you put out. Okay, so you need to make sure that that mindset and that mental capability about how you view yourself and how you see yourself is tip top.
But instead of stressing about working on the mindset, guess what we need to do? Commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. So whatever you think that, or whatever you feel is your success, that you're trying to move towards or move forward in, whatever that success is for you, then work on that mind first to be able to manifest it. And then once you work on your mind, then even your subconscious actions will have to align itself to the work that you've been doing. But you're trusting God along the way.
Hey friend, look, here's a little real talk. Sometimes it is hard to affirm yourself, especially when life is hitting you hard, and life has a tendency to do that. What do I mean by affirming yourself? I mean that sometimes it's hard to encourage yourself, to tell yourself you are bold, that you are powerful, that you are wonderful, and that you are more than capable to do the things that God is calling you to do. Well, let me tell you, I've been there, but don't worry, I got you, boo. I created something just for you. It's these 30-day affirmation cards, the Affirming Power 30-day affirmation cards. You see, there's 30 cards to get you through your day, one for each day of the month. They're going to help you to affirm yourself. They are going to help you to encourage yourself even before the day starts or as the day ends. Each card has an affirmation on the front. And then when you turn it to the back, it has a matching scripture so that you can solidify, honey, and step in the spirit and in the natural what you are and what you are capable to do. So if you are ready, child, to improve your mindset so that you can improve your life, then go ahead to affirmingpower.com and grab your cards. Change your mindset and you'll change your life.